Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection on this Flag Day, and we don't go halfway on this Flag Day. We go all the way with the Sons of the American Revolution and the Daughters of the American Revolution. We have Deb Cook and Steve Doman with us here today. How you doing, kids?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for having us on this beautiful Monday morning to celebrate our flag. Yeah.
Wonderful day.
Now, Deb, you get called Martha every time you get in your regalia every now because the school kid identified you as Mrs. Washington.
That's what happens. So we deliver Constitution booklets
yes.
to the elementary students, and one day I was in the room with General,
mm-hmm.
and the kids just said, "Oh, are you Mrs. Washington?" And I looked at myself and I thought, well, you know, I kind of do look like the picture, because at that time I was wearing my white wig. Uh-huh. And so, yes, I've taken that name.
Well, great.
Kids loved it.
Now, Steve, you're in costume today, too.
Yes.
And this goes all the way back. Everything is pretty much right on spot as far as timing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's good timing now. And the flag here in 1777 was the starting of the flag and mm-hmm. all the history from there on.
Oh, there you go. We've been celebrating the flag for a good old time.
We have. In fact, if I may share that June 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress replaced the British symbols of the grand old Union flag mm-hmm. With a new design featuring 13 white stars in a circle on a field of blue and 13 red and white stripes, one for each state. And over the years, the flag has been modified 27 times. Which brings us to the flag we salute today. And Tom, I'm going to give you a flag.
Oh, thank
you. So you can salute that. So then, according to custom and tradition, the white signifies purity and innocence, mm-hmm. the red signifies hardness and valor, and the blue signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. The stars are said to symbolize the heavens and the divine goal to which man has aspired from the time immemorial. So the stripes are said to symbolize the rays of light emanating from the sun.
Well, there you go. Mm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big to-do coming up at the library, don't we?
At 10 o'clock today, we're going to ceremonies and a number of our dignitaries here in town representing the various organizations, police department, fire department, sheriff's department will be there. We'll have a flag folding ceremony, and I'd like to have everybody down at the library.
Very good.
And we have flags to pass out.
Everybody
who comes will get a flag.
Well, super.
Celebrate this time.
Now, you're with the DAR. Tell us a little bit about the Daughters of the American Revolution.
So the Daughters of American Revolution, we are a worldwide organization. We're a women's service organization. We're very patriot. We like to educate the community about our country and the founding fathers. Anyone can join. You just need to find a patriot who served in the Revolutionary War.
Okay, and Sons of the American Revolution?
Very much the same thing. Education, supporting our liberty, and let everybody know about the Constitution and what we all fought for during the Revolutionary War. And that going forward, like anybody can join, but you also need to go back and prove you have some relative that fought in the Revolutionary War. Not necessarily in battle, but supported it in some manner. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good civic organization.
The education that you bring forth is something that it's not always taught in the classroom to the magnitude that it once was. But this is kind of what the shared mission is, too, on the educational mm-hmm. front, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, so the Daughters of American Revolution, we actually have a few committees. One is to go into the schools to educate the children mm-hmm. on our history. We do take in the Constitution booklets every year to the public, the private, and the homeschoolers, and kind of educate them, mm-hmm. Answer questions about our history, the revolutionary times. We educate them on just about everything that of our past, of our country. Trying to get that idea of patriotism and I'm proud to be an American to our younger mm-hmm. generation.
And same with the Sons.
The same with Sons. Back to the education, like this year, every fifth grader in Bartlesville will be given a book on the Constitution. And we just kind of and part of that education process, pool our resources, and they'll all get one.
There you go. Everybody should have one right there at the ready. Because you just never know. Someone else might be a bit confused about things. Let's just consult the book.
Yeah, I think our politicians should have a copy at hand, and they should have read it at least once.
At least once.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, today's event is something that we do every year. How long have you been?
So this is the third year that we've done it. We plan on doing it every year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be my first time at it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm relatively new.
Well, it's the same old flag. And,
same flag,
after 27 different changes.
That's right.
So I think this is really going to be good. It's going to be colorful, and it's going to be memorable, and it's going to be something that I think everybody should take a look into and participate if you can.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Mm-hmm. So, when we talk about the flag days and also the upcoming Independence Day coming up on July 4th. Is there things that the Sons and Daughters of the Revolution do for 4th of July?
Well, we encourage everybody to fly their flag.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the SCR does have a program where sometimes we'll go out and take a picture, say some company that's flying the flag, mm-hmm. and present them with certificates and thank you. We appreciate this effort you're taking. And so that's something we do on a national level, mm-hmm. and try to keep that going.
And then we do have a joint with the Sons of American Revolution, the Children of American Revolution, and the Daughters of American Revolution going on in Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a big celebration on the 4th of July. I think it starts at noon. I don't have the details with me.
I don't
but
have anything on that yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be big.
It's going to be big, yeah.
It's going to be big.
Like today, they are inviting the community to join in with mm-hmm. the celebration. So.
Well, great. This is really great. And I like the fact that you guys came up in period costume. Mm-hmm. And because, well, you're going to be at the library sooner than mm-hmm. you think.
Yes.
And this is really going to be a nice thing. Third year doing this, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
As a newcomer, my first year here, we did this on the air. I thought this had been going on for years and years and years.
No.
Little did I know.
Yeah, well, not in Bartlesville.
Not here.
Trendsetters here, you guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, people want to know more about the Sons of the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. How do they get?
Okay, we have a website.
Good.
They can go at www.bartlesville-sar.com.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you all kinds of information, our history. Who to contact, there's some information on that, and links to the state SAR organization, to the national organization. It tells you if you want to join, gives you information on that, so go out there and you should be able to find about anything you want.
And Debbie, how do folks know about the Daughters?
So we have a webpage as well. I think you can Google Bartlesville, D-A-R, mm-hmm. and you
you'll
can find it.
You'll land there.
You'll get it.
Same,
yeah.
Same
you'll get it. So, and we have our meetings from September to June on the first Wednesday of the month. Anyone is welcome to come as a guest just to see what we're all about.
Well, that's super.
Yep.
That's really super. And both are very civically engaged. Whenever there's something going on, you guys are mm-hmm. going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I've seen you.
Yes.
I think a key thing that we do is to honor our veterans, any way that we can.
Yes.
So we serve them. We Memorial Day, Veterans Day. We do whatever we can to honor them.
Memorial Day, for example, at Y Rose,
mm-hmm.
we had the civic group there, we had a couple muskets there, fired the guns as a salute to those that killed in action. In Memorial Cementery, we went along with DAR, placed crosses and flowers on all the graves where people were killed in action. And so that's something we've been doing for several years as well.
Well, that is really great, that is something that we should all be a little bit better at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
agree.
Thanks for leading the way, both you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're honored to do it.
Indeed. Yeah, I want to thank you for coming up here today. And Deb, give us a rundown. We're doing this again today at 10 o'clock at the library?
We're doing it today at 10 o'clock. It is sponsored by the SAR, DAR, and the Public Library. We'll have a welcome. We'll have singing of America the Beautiful. Then we'll have a speaker, Representative Earl Sears. We'll have someone doing the 13 folds of the flag, and we'll tell them what the meaning of each of those folds is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to be recognizing our veterans, our law enforcement, our first responders. Then we'll do a flag salute by Sheriff Scott Owen. And then we'll be singing God Bless America and closing in prayer.
Well, that sounds like a very well-rounded program.
Good program.
Indeed. I can't wait. It's going to be really nice. And folks, if you've got the opportunity to be out there today to watch it, please do. And you might want to just take a little YouTube video of it.
Come and get a flag.
After all, it is Flag Day.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for being here with us on Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about